每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
1月27日，家庭的责任。愿你永远赐福与仆人的家。撒母耳记下7:29。除了宗教的影响，家庭影响是社会上最重要的一部分。如果每个家庭都是基督徒，那就好了。但我们也知道，现在不是这种情况。忽略圣经的标准，家庭就不可能产生良好的影响。圣经需要法律和权威组织的支持。如果孩子不在家里学习法律，他们进入社会后无法正确认识权威和法律。一般来说，除少数孩子例外，很大部分孩子还是受家庭教导的影响。为你的孩子提供一个良好的家庭，唯一的方式是把神带到他们面前，以神自己的方式来引导他们。在神来到你家之前，你要对他们负责任。让我们一同祷告。天父，让我注意自己的言语和行为，以免使孩子跌倒，不再爱你。祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
January 27th, Responsibility of Family. Bless me and my family forever. 2 Samuel 7:29. Apart from religious influence, the family is the most important unit of society. It would be good if every home were Christian, but we know that that is not so. The family and the home can never exert their proper influence while ignoring the biblical standard. The Bible calls for discipline and a recognition of authority. If children do not learn this at home, they will go out into society without the proper attitude toward authority and law. There was always the exceptional child, but the average tells us that the child is largely what the home has made him. The only way to provide the right home for your children is to put the Lord above them and fully instruct them in the ways of the Lord. You are responsible before God for the home you provide them. Let's pray. Father, keep me from any word or deed that might hinder a child from loving you. In Jesus' name, Amen.